Welcome into the talk show, 9:17, coming up now, 9:18. Scott Hardy in with you. Glad to be along. And it is a Wednesday just after 9:15, and that means it's time for Arts Beat. And that, of course, means Miss Laura Sievert-Heseltine is in for us. Good morning. How are you?
What's going on?
Well, that's why you're here, because you know...
Oh, yeah, I know what's going on.
You know what's going on in the area, all the fun, cool, informative, knowledgeable stuff going on in the area that people will have fun and also learn a thing or two.
I want to kick off by saying it's still summer, everybody. I know I just got done walking to junior high with my sixth grader, and I'm having this like back to school thing, but we're going to just pretend like that's not coming in a week and a half, and we're going to think summer, 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 and summer means Blues in the District.
Yeah.
Blues in the District going on this Friday at Washington Park. We were looking this band up this morning. They're called Reverend Raven and the Chainsmoking Altar Boys. Really cool hit blues music. The guitar player in this is going to knock your socks off. Drummer too, really, really tight drums. So I think people are going to really, really like it. It's more traditional blues, like it's real blues. So I think people who are into blues music specifically are going to love this one.
So you're going to lose your mind, your shoes, your dog, all of it?
That's right. That's right. And find a harmonica, if I had to guess.
There you go.
That's what happens.
That's how you do it.
They've been playing together since 1971, so they're an established band. They've had some new members, but an established band that is getting around the area for a long time.
Right.
But admission always free to this. Amazing that this concert series has been going on 27 years or something like that.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't even bring anything. I bring some chairs, and then I go to the vendors and stuff and get ice cream and sandwiches and things like that. So there'll be food trucks and all that jazz and all that blues. Can you say all that blues instead of all that jazz?
Sure.
Okay. And all
Laura, this is Arch Beat. You can do kind of what you want.
So yeah. Food trucks and all that blues.
Yeah. Plus in the southwest corner of the park, if you've got young kids, they can play there in the kids zone until 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Quincy Children's Museum out there. That's a nice way to have some family fun at this event. So basically, you know, celebrate summer, everybody. Don't miss it. And the weather's been better, you know. It's not like a couple weeks ago where we were roasting.
Right. We'll get a little close to that, but not quite that bad. But it's after 5:30. The sun will be down, and the trees in the park will make things very, very nice and somewhat cooler. And like you said, there's food and drink trucks available for you to get some stuff. And
easy peasy.
Just hang out and start your weekend off right.
That's right. But speaking of staying down in the district this weekend, we wanted to give a shout-out to the district who's got a Shop Local Saturday coming up August 9th. Summer sidewalk sales are going on, and lots of local artists. We put this on our Arts Beat because lots of local artists sell in the shops down here. So if you're looking for some local art, some local flair, this is the place to be because you never really know what treasures you might find. Don't miss the great gift shop here across the street at the History Museum on the Square. Also, let's take a moment to admire the building coming together.
Oh, yeah.
You can see it out this window, everybody. I know I keep talking about what it looks like on the radio, and that's probably...
That's okay. That's okay. They keep adding to it. Yesterday, actually on Monday morning, they've now got lights inside of it, and they were on when I got here a little after 5, and I was like, what's that bright light? And then I looked across, and there it was. And within the hour, Laura, you'll notice that they added the curtains.
They just
added that here in the 8 o'clock hour.
There you go. And then these two-story bay of windows is going to look really cool when they're done. I mean, I think it's going to look really great.
It will. It's going to be a huge improvement for the museum with the elevator as well. What a great way to enter the building there.
And you know, Arts Quincy's been a partner on this project since the beginning. We got the first $1.5 million for this project, so I'm really proud of it personally. But when we were in the meetings about this, I said, I don't know, that's a west-facing window. It's going to be cooked. And they're actually putting some cool technology on the windows to like block the UV light so it doesn't fade anything on the inside or cook the inside of the building right there. I was like, oh, right, that's what you do in a new piece of building, right? So kind of exciting.
We've talked with Jennifer Young and Mr. Kays about that, and sometimes they will get, you know, they will see things where it's like somebody left something in a window view for a long time, and it faded around that thing that they, like the carpet faded around the thing that they left there. So it's like when they lifted it up, it was like that piece of carpet was fresh, but then the other part of it was all faded. It was on a floor.
I think we can all relate to this.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But the neat thing about the Shop Local Saturday is, of course, it is back to school time, as you found out this morning. There a lot of the merchants there in the district, they kind of work together to offer you special incentives that you just kind of look for the signs there in each store, and they'll tell you about it.
Yep, that's absolutely right. And summertime is it's not over, everybody. So get all those good deals and have fun downtown. You know, lots of these businesses also support all your favorite arts organizations. Actually, I've got an art commission going up at for Home and Her here in a couple of weeks of my own art. So it's kind of exciting. Wow. Oh, it's called it's not what it's called anymore.
Okay.
Nope, I blanked.
That's
614 Main, 6 something Main.
Okay.
Oh man, Chris is going to kill me.
you will think of it. You will think of it the moment you walk out the front door here.
Listen, I just took my kid through junior high. I'm flustered.
It's okay. I've kind of been there. I remember dropping off my youngest at Q&D on his first day. So, yeah, I know what you're feeling. So,
Yeah. I think I was better with kindergarten than junior high.
Junior
high got me nervous.
Probably because the kids were excited and then they're waving, go, I'm going to have fun.
Oh, yeah, they didn't care. They were like,
yeah, didn't care. Yeah, exactly. you will think of the store, though, the moment you walk out of the studio.
Good. Oh, good. Yeah. I'll even look it up. So, anyway, okay. It's a number. Numbers don't stick in my head. Anyway. Whew, Laura's got a rambly arts beat today. we are. Oh, man. 644 Main. I am sorry to Chris. I'm going to give him all of the Chris and Austin at 644 Main. That's going to have a piece of my art.
644 Main, that's what it is.
Which will have the number correct on it.
Fashionable and timeless goods, as it says. With I didn't quite, it kind of cut off on me, so yeah.
And a cool watercolor from me.
All righty.
All right. So anyway, the other thing that we are promoting this week is downtown. So we are staying downtown for the Dr. Eels House Underground Railroad Museum. They're open during the summer on Saturdays from 1 to 4 p.m. If you haven't been in, they've done a lot of work. They've got a brand new video that kind of explains the history of the house and its place on the Underground Railroad, the story of Charlie and Dr. Eels. Dr. Eels' wife, and it's a really, really great part of Quincy's history to learn about. So there is open hours from 1 to 4. It's by donation there at the Underground Railroad Museum. It's just around the corner here at 415 Jersey. We can kind of see it from the studio, just kind of peeking around the corner here. But really, really important part of Quincy and our help on helping enslaved people, you know, on their way to freedom. So learn about the abolitionist movement and Quincy's place in it, which, of course, led up to the Lincoln-Douglas debates and all the things that happened after that in the Civil War. So you can get private tours, too, if you call us at Arts Quincy or if you call 223-1800, we can set up tours. But they're open on Saturdays from 1 to 4.
Yeah, and it's just that section of Jersey is also pretty exciting to see all the new development going on there, too.
Yeah, the armory over there. It's a great little spot. So,
right.
Tons going on. Of course, other things happening in the world include the Symphony's got their tickets on sale for the season. Going to be a terrific season with the Symphony. Concert Band is firing back up in a couple of weeks. I'm ready on trumpet, so I'll be on Concert Band on the trumpet. Pretty excited about that firing back up, too. And this time of year, we're also looking at all the cool things going on at Quincy Community Theater. Their next one's Murder on the Orient Express, and lots going on. So check it all out at artsquincy.org. Get involved and make sure you sign up for Arts Quincy Magazine, which is coming out here 1st of September, give you all the fall happenings.
Exactly. And I'm going to ask you a question. You may not know the answer, and that's okay. Over at the QCT Saturday night, that 1940s review.
Oh yeah,
is that sold out?
I don't know. I haven't looked. It was pretty close though. Let me look. I might be able to find that quick.
That's okay. But yeah, if you want to find out things that are going on, easiest way to do that is just go online at artsquincy.org. That's artsquincy.org, and then just look for the calendar of events. You'll find it there. And really, you can plan your weekends and your evenings here for the next few months.
I'm looking at the tickets that are available for Victory Bells, which is the World War II era, and there are a few left. There's not a lot left, though, so don't sleep on it if you're still looking to go to see this. It's really cool. The 12th Street Brass Band from Quincy is going to be there as well as kind of the opening act. So I think people are going to really enjoy that.
Yeah, that's this Saturday night at 7:30. is when the showtime starts at Quincy Community Theater for that.
Right, and that's a partnership with the Historical Society of Quincy and Adams County. Also been doing a lot for the Bicentennial. Bicentennial tickets are on sale. The Beach Boys is going to be big.
Yeah, it sure is, and that's coming up September 6th at the Adams County Fairgrounds. So a lot going on here because that's... That's what we do here. We get that sweet spot, that 7 to 8 week period where it's not so hot and it doesn't get quite so cold in September and October, and it's like, let's get all that fun in.
Yes, absolutely. Lots to do. Oh, and don't forget, I got one more. We got time for one more?
Yes, we have time for one
more.
All
right, one more.
This is Arts Beat. We have time.
We just talk here, baby. We also are taking those pre-orders for our Monopoly game, our Quincy Monopoly game.
Yes.
If you order them by the middle of August, we are going to do our very, very, very best to have them here on December 1st so that you can give them out as Christmas gifts. Now, they are manufactured overseas, so, you know, we can't, like, 1,000% promise. But if you have your orders in August, your pre-orders in August, we will try our very best to have them here before Christmas. And they're selling like hotcakes. Lots of businesses are buying... big orders, you know. Pepsi, Refreshment Services, Pepsi ordered one for all of their employees, I think. They must have got 150 of them. So really, really fun. Quincy businesses represented, Quincy arts organizations represented across this Quincyopoly game. It's going to be a real collectible. But we're only ordering whatever we have pre-orders for, plus some, is all we'll order. So
all right.
I'm saying, get it in. You don't want to miss out.
And the easiest way to get that order in for the Quincyopoly game?
It's in Arts Quincy Magazine, and it's also on artsquincy.org.
All righty.
$40 if you're just getting the game, which is kind of what they cost, and all goes back to our kids programs. $10 if you're going to need us to ship it to you.
Yeah, and that kids program, very important, because that's your outreach program to get arts to kids various locations all over the city.
Yeah, and we just found out that we got our grant decisions yesterday, actually, and as we expected, we had some decreases. You know, the federal funding has stopped for that, so our kids program decreased by about $12,000. So that's the hole that I'm trying to fill with Quincyopoly. So you're not just buying a game, you're not just supporting the Arts Council, you're getting literal field trips for kids this year, this school year. We came up with this fundraiser because we thought we would see a decrease in our dollars, and we did from our state grant. So, you know, help us out, help your kids out, and know, hey, I got this fun game, and my kid got to go on a field trip.
Is the funding reduction, is that going to affect any other programs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be throughout. I mean, I think we're all in the arts organizations. We're all aware that this was probably coming down the pike. Anything that's federally underwritten has been. We also lost our funding for our summer program, but we managed to get a couple of donors together and make it happen. So the arts, we care about the arts here in Quincy. It's a nonpartisan thing. It's like we just want it. These opportunities. And just like Arts Quincy, we're not just in the public schools, we're in the private schools, we're in the parochial schools, we're in the little bitty schools, we're in the Montessori and the Olness. We are everywhere that you want us to be, because we don't want to have a partisan bent. We want kids to have arts, and we want seniors to have arts, and we want veterans to have arts. So it's a good time to reach out and support us. This game is a great way to do it. Just make a donation is a great way to do it. But I'm going to keep working really hard to make sure, first of all, every K-5 kid in town gets a field trip this year from us. We've done it for 3 years. It was my goal in this job to, like, expand the program so every kid would get it. And we did it. And I'm not going back. So... write those checks, kids.
All right, you're going to be hearing more requests for donations and maybe more fun things to buy in order to help fund these things, so that these valuable programs can continue.
That's right, absolutely. All righty,
Laura, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure when you're here. Look forward to next Wednesday.
Sounds good.
All
righty,
we're at 9:31. Back with more. We'll update you on the latest commodity prices from around the area. That's on the way for you. And then here in a few minutes, we talk YMCA activities for the fall, including flag football and a lot more. That's on the way here on the talk show on WTAD. Here on the talk show, sponsored by Harvest Ridge Coffee. Let's head on out to the Ursa Farmers Co-op. We'll get our first look at the latest commodity prices from the Chicago Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. We say good morning, Lisa. Good morning.
Good morning. Corn for September is down 4 at 377. December is down 3 at 399. Soybeans for November is down 1 at 989. January is down 1 at 1008. Wheat for September is down 3 at 505. July it's down 2 at 566. Soybean meal for August is down 1 at 272. Lean hogs for October is down at 92.30. Feeder cattle for October is down at 336.97. Live cattle for October is down at 226.95. Crude oil is up at 64.71. And the Dow Jones is down 70 at 44,166. Thank you.
Welcome back to the talk show here, sponsored by Harvest Ridge Coffee. We're coming up on 9:35, and another update coming your way next hour with Lisa and the folks at the IRSA Farmers Co-op from the Chicago Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. All righty, in studio now with the Quincy Family YMCA, it is Michael Cody, and we are here to talk fall sports activities. Michael, good to meet you. Glad to have you in.
Guys.
Yeah, and the big thing that you've got coming up is your annual football leagues coming up.
Yes, so YMCA's had football for a long time. You know, we had tackle years ago. We've pivoted to a flag league now. There's some other great opportunities in the Quincy area as well, but we've got a unique opportunity where we partner with Palmyra Youth Football, Hannibal Youth Football, and the Hannibal YMCA. So you got kids from all over the areas. Some of those kids, once they get to the high school age, they don't get to play each other as much crossing state lines. But, you know, you got cousins across the river playing each other, you know, get to have those friendly rivalries there. But we get to partner with them for our first and second grade and third and fourth grade divisions, which is what we put on in our league, really focusing on the fundamentals and just teaching kids the right stuff at a young age.
So there's no more contact full pads football for, because I know it was limited to the 7th and 8th graders.
Yeah, so we don't do full pad contact anymore. There are some great opportunities with Little Devils and Little Raiders as the kids get older for that in the Quincy community. But as far as flag goes, that's what we kind of have pivoted our focus to. We've got a, you know, like I said, that first and second grade division where you're really just kind of teaching them the basics, how to look at, you know, the field and know where to run, so to speak.
Right.
Then third and fourth grade, they add a little bit more to it, can kind of look at play cards and those things, learn different routes and all the fun stuff that comes with the game.
Exactly. So how did it come about that you've started expanding? Because I know for a while it used to be Quincy and Mount Sterling.
Yes. So because we have the Western Illinois YMCA relationship with Mount Sterling and with the Barry YMCA, there were partnerships in the past where now they've gotten a little bit bigger with the stuff that they're doing out there, which is great. Their numbers are up. And so they've kind of pivoted to doing some of their own stuff, which is definitely necessary there. And then we've got some of our own stuff going on. But I'm big on partnerships, whether it's football, baseball, you know, basketball, golf. If I can find great people within our community that love kids and want to put on a good sports experience for them, then by all means, I'm going to look to do work with them, and hopefully we can all kind of elevate each other and just make it the best experience possible for the kids.
Right, right, because the kids, this is true in sports and especially in a game like football, and with it being flag football, and for the most part, you take the contact out of it. For the most part. Because sometimes things happen, though, right?
Absolutely. Bumps and bruises are really going to happen in any sport. As much as parents don't want to hear that, they will. But with having flag football, you know, rather than having hands-on blocking and stuff, it's more kind of similar to basketball where you're setting a pick rather than actually, you know, putting your hands on somebody and driving them. Same thing with, you know, kind of getting the balls in the air. If you've got two kids jumping up for it, they might bang into each other, but for the most part, we limit contact, especially with us being a, you know, younger age group for our league. And so with us having that, the focus there is really there's a lot of fundamental focus, but then also safety of the kids. And so definitely taking the lighter contact route, but there's no way of taking it completely out of the game.
Right, right. But at the same time, the kids are going to learn certain things, not just about football, but also about social interacting and working with other people.
Absolutely. I mean, I played sports my whole life. I grew up a coach's kid out on the East Coast area, about 30 minutes north of Boston. And so I played all the way through college, some football and baseball and some other stuff along the way. But I don't want my teachers to take offense when I say this because I learned a lot in the classroom, but I think I learned more lessons about character development and social maturity on the field than I did necessarily in a classroom setting. So it's special to get to see the kids interact with each other and coaches in the way that they do, especially at the young age. You know, it warms my heart sometimes when you see even our referees, who a lot of them are younger high school, college age kids, and you see them sit there and explain to a kid kind of what happened, why they called it, and then teaching them. And so those teaching moments, they just go a long way. And that kid who's in first grade now, who figures out how to love the game, who knows? We might be watching them on Friday nights or Saturday mornings in a, you know, handful of years.
Exactly, exactly. That's kind of funny. You mentioned the classroom, and it's like that just kind of struck me that it's like in a classroom setting, it's, you know, some there are sometimes, you know, multi-student projects. For the most part, it's up to you to do that. Whereas, you know, in a team setting like this, you're not just trying to compete and succeed for yourself, but you don't want to let your teammates down, and you want to do right by them, and they want to do right by you.
Absolutely. I think the words that consistently came up in my sports career, and I try to do this with being the sports director at the Y, is just teaching kids responsibility, but then also accountability. We got to be able to have hard conversations and realize, you know, sports, you're probably going to lose quite a bit. But losing is just an opportunity for you to learn, especially at these younger ages. Wins and losses really don't matter. And I'm saying that as an ultra-competitive person. I mean, my wife laughs at me when we play a board game, I want to win. So,
hey, that's who you are. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that. Sports director Michael Cody here from the Quincy Family YMCA. And I admit, I have what my youngest son played flag football at the Y. And it was an entertaining watch, because not only do the kids bond, but when parents gather there like once a week or even twice a week for a few weeks, you kind of bond with them as well.
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely the case in my family growing up. You kind of watch my mom and dad become friends with the other moms and dads of whether it's my sports, my little brothers, little sisters. And you get to see those kind of friendship bonds happen as well. And then it's really cool. I've only been in my role for about 9 months now, but planning on being here for the long haul. We're building some cool stuff at the Y and plans for the future. But really cool when you get to see those parents kind of form that bond throughout the season. And then, you know, maybe mom's the loudest one cheering for her kid the first week, but it's like the other moms are almost cheering for the other kids just as loud. Or, you know, dad's maybe, you know, on the sidelines to start the year, just kind of watching, and then he's willing to lend a hand as, you know, an assistant coach helping out with practices, those things as the season gets rolling.
Oh yeah. It's like you'll get into it where it's like you'll cheer for the other kid. It's like, you know, you'll look at the other parents like, look at them go, look at them doing that. That's great. You know? So yeah, that happens quite a bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I tell you what, the venue that you get to be at the Y, you know, the football field is kind of, you know, set down, but you know, parents have their spot that they kind of mark off. They know where they're going to sit. But it's an incredible view. It really is. It's like you're at a stadium in a way, watching the kids play.
Absolutely. I mean, and we've got some fun stuff planned just as far as taking our fields to kind of the next level and working on them over the next, you know, few seasons or so. That way, when we are putting the kids out there, not only are they getting to play, you know, in a cool arena that has a lot of nostalgia, and, you know, mom and dad may have played youth sports there. I hear a lot of that in my conversations with parents of, man, back in the day when I was playing at the Y, and, you know, now it's fun to get to see my kids do the same thing. And so we're working on getting them to the next level, but right now it is a cool spot where you can kind of, you can watch from the hill, you can watch from the bleachers, you can get right up on the sideline, you know. So it's a unique place, and it's got a lot of love for the community, and I think the community is showing that love back too.
Right. I never got downfield level. I always just wanted to be up there on the hill. That was just such a neat place to view it. So, yeah, but like you said, you know, you're wanting to do improvements, but improvements cost money.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, we're working on, you know, taking some of our facilities to the next level. Obviously, we launched our pool campaign a few weeks back, and so just wanting to bring that back for the community and just needing the community's help along the way. I mean, to do the fun things that we've got planned, we have the staff that's willing to do the hard work. We've got a great leadership team now with Curtis Sethler at the helm as our CEO, and we've got some directors, you know, Jason Copeland, Kristen Lay, Brooke Ernst, myself. We're ready to roll up our sleeves and do the work to get the Y back to where it needs to be for our community. We're, you know, fully recognize that there's work to be done, but we're ready to do it. And so whether it's our, you know, ball fields or our pool or our facility in general, If you drive by there now, you're probably seeing there are things happening. We're not a group of people who love to sit and wait, and so we're rolling up our sleeves and figuring out what we need to do to best serve the community.
Yeah. One of the last times Curtis was on here on the talk show, or at least on the station, mentioned more about the other things rather than the pool, but said that there was going to be activity. Do you have an update on the pool? Can you say anything in terms of money raised, goals, things like that?
So I know I'll let Curtis speak to the majority of that because he's more involved in that project, but I know that we have reached what we needed to do phase one, and so phase one's underway. We did make a post last week to kind of give people a little bit of insight to that. So right now we're working on some roof and outer construction to the wall that would be on the outside facing Main Street that the pool would have been protected by. And so just getting that work done now rather than saying, okay, you've got a pool, you get it open, and then we got to close it so that way we can do the work to the roof. So just strategically taking it step by step, phase by phase. And I know Curtis has a pretty detailed plan, and that guy knows how to lead, and he knows how to execute vision. And so to have him kind of running the ship on that, it's fun to get to be a part of that, but then also get to kind of be a fly on the wall and watch him do what he does.
Very good, very good. We're talking it over with Michael Cody of the Quincy Family YMCA. We've been talking about flag football, but that's not the only sport that they've got, and we'll find out about other sports available for you and how to get your children involved and maybe how to get yourself involved as well. As we come back with more here on the talk show, sponsored by Harvest Ridge Coffee on WTAD. Welcome back to the talk show, sponsored by Harvest Ridge Coffee, 948. My guest, Michael Cody from the Quincy Family YMCA, talking about how much you folks in Quincy love to gossip. So lots of other things that are going on at the Quincy Family YMCA, and not just construction like you were talking about here earlier, Michael. You've got, of course, the flag football that we talked about that folks in the community love. But you've got a lot more than that, including a special outing coming up here in just a few weeks.
Yes, we have a youth golf program. We started it this past spring in partnership with R&R Golf and The Range, and so we're continuing those partnerships and adding a little bit onto that as well. So this month, on August 22nd, that Friday evening, we'll have from 5 to 7 p.m., we'll be hanging out at The Range, doing some, you know, bay hitting, working more so on our longer clubs, you know, your drivers, hybrids, woods, and then some of those irons. But then the following morning, we're going to link up with our friends over at Westview, and we're going to get together from 9 to 10:30 a.m. to do a little short game clinic, you know, how to work around the greens, how to putt. Lord knows I need to work on my short game, so maybe I'll pick up a few tips along the way. But, yeah, we're really excited. I mean, when you look at the golf space in Quincy and, you know, you look at R&R, The Range, Westview, those are some of the biggest players, and for them to, you know, be willing to help out and partner with the Y, that's just an honor. I mean, we're going to be doing it for first through eighth graders. Same place for golf as for flag football. You can register at quincyymca.net. You'll see on our registration tab there, it's pretty easy, couple clicks and you're ready to roll.
And there might be a surprise during either the Friday or the Saturday. We're not going to tell you, but there might be a surprise.
Yeah, we've teased it. I mean, we're going to have a special guest instructor. That's as far as we'll go. But we've already got some great coaches that helped out in the spring. And so we're just going to add one more really cool player to that equation there and just continue to put on a great experience to the kids. I mean, we had about a 50-50 split of kids in the spring where they had played golf and some who had never touched a golf club. So just cool to be able to provide that opportunity alongside Andrew and the team at R&R to get kids who have not really been introduced to the sport, introduced to it, but then also to find out some of them learn a love for it pretty quickly. And, you know, we talked a little bit about character and learning that through sports. I think the game of golf is very humbling and can teach you a lot in a short amount of time.
That it is. And if you're bad enough, it'll teach you hiking skills, too, when you go get your ball. So.
Oh, yeah. I get my weekly steps in at Westview.
Yeah, that's true. But it's really, really nice that you've elevated Ray Weiss to that special guest host. It's really, really nice of you to do that, Michael. It really is. So.
Yeah. Old Ray, he's got a special place in my heart. So whether it's hanging out on Saturdays after he gets off work watching some college football or just jumping in R&R and watching him, you know, do his daily daily craziness. It's fun to get to have that guy a part of it as well. Yeah. And he gives Andrew and I and the rest of their team and our team a lot of laughs along the way.
Yeah, it's really hard to get an opinion out of Ray about any type of college sport. So, yeah.
I mean, just look at his Facebook if you need to go any further.
Exactly. You're exactly right. 9:52 here. But again, if you want to register for that coming up here, the third weekend in August, just go to the Quincy Family YMCA's website. But you've got other sports as well, not just for kids too, right?
Yeah, so we've got some really great opportunities for adults to kind of shake off the rust, you know, put those knee protecting sleeves on. And we've got a really awesome adult volleyball program for women that takes place on Monday and Tuesday nights. And so we've got registration open for that right now. And so kind of all of these registrations, the flag football one will close in a couple weeks on August 22nd. The golf one will close on August 20th, or if it fills up, we're already at about 75% full on it, and we announced it on Monday. So that's been a great, great turnout in response to that. And then our volleyball program, we've got registration for that, will close in another few weeks. But we've had some great ladies out there that are, you know, really just playing for fun, but also you see that natural competitiveness comes out, and they've been playing for quite a bit of time at the Y, and so we love having them and love to get to just put that experience on for them, as well as some other fun adult sports opportunities that we offer throughout the year.
Right, and the thing that adults kind of forget, they get reminded of it sometimes with the kids, if you do stay in shape and you are active in something like volleyball, which is going to really, you know, test your body in a bunch of different ways, not just, you know, short sprints, but jumping, things like that, it's just better for your overall health.
Absolutely. I mean, and I'm sure you get to experience it whether you're going to the gym, playing volleyball. We've got a lot of opportunities for that at the Y to say, hey, as an adult, this is a great space for you to prioritize your health and wellness. Jason Copeland, our new wellness director, does an awesome job with some of the opportunities. Beth Craven now, she was married a few weeks back. She does a great job with our group fitness and all the instructors we have for that. And so to have that on the fitness side, but then to be able to offer some unique opportunities, whether it's women's volleyball or we've got some stuff planned for a men's basketball league and other things along the way, it's great to allow adults to prioritize their health, because I know it better than anyone. I played some college sports, had some surgeries, and kind of got out of shape for a little while, and now I'm working my way back to where I want to be. And when you're on your game physically, it helps a lot mentally as well.
It really does. It really does. So hopefully we'll hear more about that men's basketball league. That's more of a winter league?
Yeah, so we're kind of just in the planning stages of that, but the Y used to have a great men's basketball league. We've had a solid group of guys coming in and playing our noon ball. So they just come in on their lunch break. You know, they're usually running 4v4 or something like that. And they're loud. I can hear them. My office is right near the gym, so it's fun to get to hear that sometimes, you know, whether it's those guys or we've got a group of high schoolers that once school gets back in session, they come in pretty much every day after school. And so Curtis and myself have jumped in there for a few pickup games, but those high school kids, they can shoot at a different level than when I was growing up. I mean, they're pulling up from half court, and I'm sitting there, the old guy. I'm just working for rebounds and trying to make a layup every now and then.
Well, see, you weren't growing up. You weren't exposed to, I can't even think of his name. Plays for Golden State now.
Steph Curry.
Yeah. You weren't exposed to Steph Curry or even now, Caitlin Clark is just, you know, where's the logo? 3, you know, it's a whole different game.
Yeah, and Steph was kind of jumping onto the scene when I was in high school, but at that point, you know, I'd already had my dad telling me, we got to play like John Stockton and Larry Bird. We're driving dish in this house, you know. We're not pulling up from, you know, 40 feet and swishing one, because that's just not in our genes.
Yeah, and since your dad's a coach, you know, and he gives you that look, what are you doing, you know?
Yeah, and even when he's not coaching, you know, he's giving you that look from the stands, too.
Right. My mom was a teacher, had the same kind of a look. So, yeah, I get it totally what you're talking about there. Get involved with this. You can find out information at the Quincy Family YMCA's website. Look that up. And the Y has been a big part as well. You mentioned high schoolers coming by after school, but also the after-school care programs that you have are a big part as well. A lot of families rely on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we get to serve a demographic that's wide range. So we've got kids from all different, you know, backgrounds coming into that youth and family program. And Brooke Ernst, our youth and family director, she does a great job just making sure her and her staff are loving on those kids well, getting them equipped to, you know, have the resources they need to get work done after school, whether it's homework or just teaching them life skills, you know, whether it's the classroom, the field, our after school program. We're all about, you know, putting the right morals and principles into the homes of all of the families, whether they're young kids, adults, just that's our goal and our mission at the Y.
Yeah, after all, Young Men's Christian Association, yeah. That's what you are. So how did the baseball season go out there?
So we kind of pivoted this past summer a little bit from doing our baseball league. The league itself had a little bit lower numbers, and so with myself coaching varsity baseball over at QHS as an assistant for Coach Lawson there, he, Coach Sparks, and myself said, hey, we got to put on a killer clinic for these, you know, youth baseball players in our community. And I said, well, I can help us do that. I mean, and so we partnered, you know, together. It was kind of a natural partnership for me with the Y and QHS baseball. And we had 80 kids over the course of three divisions, all the way from 6-year-olds to 14-year-olds. And we had different time slots and for 3 days straight. John Wood was awesome to us. Our fields had had some tree damage at the Y that has now been cleaned up. And the high school field was getting some prep work done for their lights being put up. And so we went out to John Wood. Coach Hightower out there was a gracious host for us, and they had us out there. We had all of the craziness that you wouldn't expect at a baseball camp. You know, we ran them through great drills, really focused on the fundamentals, because a lot of those kids are out there playing, you know, 2-3 games a week, whether it's the Park District Rec League or a travel ball team. And sometimes along the way, you're not practicing enough when you have that many games. And so we really just wanted to focus on the basics and fundamentals of baseball, running them through a lot of drills that we run our high school kids through, even just kind of simplifying it for them along the way. And then with our younger kids, we did have a little bit of fun. One of our captains, Cam Lawson, another captain, James Day, they were out there ripping up the slip and slide with the kids, showing them how to slide. And then we had some water balloons get tossed along the way, too.
Well, good. They're ready for rain delays.
Yes.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
That'll be good. So, folks, any of the programs that you've heard myself and Michael Cody talking about, if you are interested in them, whether it's the flag football, women's volleyball, other activities, or anything you want to find out about the Y, you can look them up on the web at their website. Facebook, a great site,
yeah,
as well.
Facebook and Instagram have been great. Kristen does a phenomenal job on those. We post some fun reels, so you get to see the fun recap of some of the things that your kids or yourself may have been participating in. And then there's also direct links on those. So if you see a video of me looking a little goofy explaining what we've got going on at sports, in the sports realm, there's usually always going to be a direct link to register for whatever sport or activity I'm talking about.
All righty. We're at 10 o'clock. News is next from Fox.